ABC Radio Australia.
The inaugural Rugby League World Cup Nines tournament kicks off in Sydney tonight with five Pacific Island nations taking part. The organisers are hoping the event will be the start of a new era for international rugby league. But as Richard Ewart reports, the build-up's been overshadowed by a dispute over who runs the game in Tonga, and the absence of Fiji from the women's event is another bone of contention.
The launch of the World Cup Nines, League's answer to Rugby Union's highly successful Sevens program, marks the start of a new era for the sport. The tournament will play out over 2 days with Samoa, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Cook Islands and Tonga flying the flag for the Pacific. Two for the price of one ticket offers would suggest that the level of interest among fans is not high, but Taz Batiri, the NRL's international development manager, says that's not a concern.
I think because it's probably a brand new concept, even though we've had the Auckland Nines and then the Club Nines before, to have a post-season event like this and then leading into Oceania Cup, there's a lot of different versions of what Rugby League International looks at the back end of the year. You don't know how much disposable income is out there anymore, but it'll set a trend that regularly we will have more Nines competitions going into the future.
As the row between League's world ruling body and the Tonga NRL continues to simmer, a Tongan team will take to the park for the Nines, but in jumpers from which the official Matamai logo is noticeably absent. This after the TNRL threatened court action. But starman Jason Tamalolo has told NRL.com that despite being listed as an invitational team, Tongan fans can still expect an authentic experience.
Got a bit of experience and a bit of youth in the team, so I'm excited to see how the younger boys go. No doubt there'll be future NRL players and future international stars too, so as an experienced player, I'm here to look out for them and show them what it's like to be in camp playing for Tonga.
Another of Tonga's star names, Andrew Fifita, says the build-up to the Nines has been hard, with social media awash with criticism of he and his teammates after they threatened to boycott the national side after the TNRL dismissed coach Christian Wolfe.
None of us are biting back to what they're coming out with. I think that's the harshest thing, you know. Our family's been peppered. It shouldn't have even got to the players, but it has. And look, we worked through it. We thank Tonga and the fans. Our fans mean a lot to us.
But while the Tongan lineup that will play in Sydney was invited to take part a matter of days out from the tournament, the organisers could find no place for the Fiji women's team after they defeated PNG, who have been included, to take up the gold medal at the Pacific Games in Apia back in July. And Taz Batiri concedes it's not a good look.
Nobody could forecast the Cinderella story that the Fijians had all the way. Like, if we had a crystal ball and knew what was coming, well then probably planning would be different. But it's not the occasion. Papua New Guinea are there, probably Fiji could have been, and maybe it's a lesson for us next time we do this.
In another sign of that new era for the sport, the women's teams at the Nines World Cup are being paid the same as the men, and the RLIF itself has gone back to go forward by becoming the IRL, International Rugby League.
When the International Federation was first formed, its name was International Rugby League. So we've gone back to the future, really. There's an evolution in terms of branding and marketing of the game, not only in our sport, but in other sports. And I think we've just taken a step forward to show how we've modernised.
Australia will likely start as warm favourites to win the World Cup, but the tournament has an air of unpredictability about it that the 13-a-side World Cup has lacked throughout its history. And Jason Tamalolo says a win for the Tongan team would be highly significant.
Restore a bit of faith in people supporting us, and it would be huge for the younger generation too, so hopefully inspired to be young Tongan players when they grow up.
And Tonga's first opponents this evening will be Cook Islands, with Samoa playing Fiji and PNG up against the USA, while the PNG women's team will take on England.